It does not matter how many friends you have or how long you've had them. I needed to absolutely love, accept myself before befriending anyone else.
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls. If you feel you're losing some friends, or if you are having difficulty maintaining some friendships, this episode is for you because I want you to know you're not alone and that it is okay because everyone is on their own journey. Of course, life can be pretty lonely if you don't have friends, but let me give you the hard truth. In my opinion, when you take personal development, self-growth seriously, you will most likely lose some friends along the way. But of course, the good news is also you will also make new friends who are in the same season of life as you. So let's first discuss why people let go of friends. Most common reasons may include if one of you can't hold a conversation anymore because you just simply no longer share common interests, or if one of you have anxiety that you no longer tolerate being showered with constant anxious thoughts, or if none of you initiate contact anymore, or if you don't open up to each other with truth, or if everyone is too busy, too opinionated, too negative, or you have offended each other somehow unknowingly. And of course, last but not least, but very common, you have simply outgrown your friends. So this is a good time to do some journaling or quiet reflections. Do you still want this friendship? Take some time, journal, or find a quiet place and ask yourself these questions. Do you feel supported and valued in this friendship? Are we able to communicate openly and resolve conflicts constructively, right? The feedback should be constructive. Do we still share similar values, interests, and goals? Does this friendship contribute positively to my life, my growth, and my happiness? Are there any recurring patterns of behavior that cause discomfort or unhappiness? Am I able to be my authentic self around this person? Is there trust and mutual respect in this friendship? And very importantly, how do I feel after spending time with this person? Am I energized or is my energy drained? So reflecting on these questions can provide clarity on whether a friendship is healthy and fulfilled or if it may be time to reevaluate its place in your life. Then from here, you get to make a decision if you want to try to make amendments and fix the friendship or stay in the friendship or simply move on to making new friends. It is your life. You get to decide who stays in your life, and you can always welcome new friends into your life. Remember to not take anything personally, though. Don't be too hard on yourself, or don't put all the blame on yourself. Friendships are only temporary, just like how even life is temporary, and friendships can only be maintained if both persons want to maintain it. Many people think having long-term friends would make you happier. Although there is some truth in that, I definitely love my friends a whole lot when they've been in my life for 30 plus years. But I also love some of my new friends because I learned it does not matter how many friends you have or how long you've had them. I needed to absolutely love, accept myself before befriending anyone else. Once I truly love myself, I realized that the people come and go in my life and they all teach me something. Every single person has given me something, love, guidance, self-improvement, wisdom, confidence, even in bad circumstances, resilience, right? These are just a few things that these people may have taught me while we were on the same path together. I am grateful for every single person, positive or negative, that comes into my life. And people come and go along our life path. Be grateful while you walk together. On a coaching call with a client last week, she said that she was grateful for being grateful. And I love that. Once we see life and its curveballs through the lens of gratitude, things start shifting. Our mindset starts shifting and the situations and circumstances in life start shifting. So acknowledge the change in your friendship. Prioritize self-love and living in the present. Make new habits and make new memories and shift to put more energy into your other friendships that are more meaningful and fulfilling. So remember, what you focus on grows. If you're growing and focusing on your good friendships and your self personal development, that is going to grow. So let's grow together. Cheers to your self growth, and I'll see you next week.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelm goodbye, and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way, and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyliucoaching.com.